We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, September 10th. If you'd like to travel into the future, even the far distant future, you don't need a time machine. Instead, a starship will do just fine. Fire up the engines, head into space, and keep your foot on the gas. The laws of physics seem to make it impossible, or nearly so, to travel through time in anything like the modern concept of a time machine, something that allows you to move through the centuries at will. Yet those same laws make it possible to zoom into the future. The concept is known as time dilation. As you travel faster, your clock ticks more slowly compared to the clocks of those you left behind. It's been proven by putting atomic clocks in airplanes and aboard GPS satellites. In fact, if GPS clocks weren't adjusted to account for it, the entire system would fail. At the speed of a satellite, the difference is tiny, a few millionths of a second per day. As speed increases, though, the effect becomes more significant. If you could travel at 90% of the speed of light for 1 year as measured by the clock on your ship, more than 2.25 years would pass back on Earth. At 99% of light speed, it's more than 7 years per ship year. And at 99.99%, the ratio is 70 Earth years per ship year. Of course, there is the problem of finding a fast starship to carry you. But so far, that's the only known way to beat time and travel into the future. We have sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.